So we share that information with our customers. And I think that's what makes the Earth Fair community tick, if you will. You know, it's about those relationships. And local has always been important to Earth Fair. So that will always be a huge part of who we are and what we believe in.
Welcome to Common Roots, an infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common: a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out.
Today, we are joined by Lori Aker from Earth Fair, and this is their story.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lori, and welcome on to Common Roots. Would you mind starting off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about Earth Fair and its history?
Yes. So my name is Lori Aker, and I am the Director of Marketing for Earth Fair. And I have been here at Earth Fair almost 20 years now. So I've seen a lot over this journey. But for those who are not familiar with Earth Fair, we are an all-natural and organic grocery store, as well as a cafe. And the thing that makes Earth Fair unique and different, and what sets us apart from some of the other retailers out there, is something called our food philosophy. When you walk through our doors, every single item on every shelf will be free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Our fresh meat, seafood, and dairy will be free of added hormones and antibiotics. Our cookies, cakes, and pies and freshly baked breads will be free of bleached and bromated flour. Earth Fair is actually one of the very first grocery stores in the industry to completely eliminate high fructose corn syrup and added trans fats from our shelves. So we have a little saying. We like to say we read the labels so you don't have to. So you can feel completely safe shopping inside of our doors at all of our Earth Fair locations. And we're dedicated to that.
I love that. Or how many locations do you currently have right now? And could you talk about where those are located at?
Absolutely. So we have 13 locations right now, and we're located in 6 different states. So South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. So primarily in the Southeast here. We do have plans to expand in the future. Right now, though, we're at lucky number 13.
Nice. I love that. And just to expand on your product standards a little bit, I feel like what makes Earth Fair so special. You're well known for your, you know, rigorous product standards, like you talked about, your commitment to local and organic produce. Could you just share a little bit more about how you developed those standards? I know you have the boot list. And could you also share about the process of vetting products before they make it onto your shelf, what that looks like?
Absolutely. So, you know, there are other retailers out there that claim they're natural and organic, but at the same time, you'll see artificial colors and flavors. And with us, we are 100% dedicated, and that's why we created something called the boot list. If you ever walk into one of our Earth Fair locations and see an ingredient that goes against our food philosophy and against our quality standards, let us know and we'll investigate. Sometimes, you know, companies and products, you might reformulate, you know, some of the ingredients and not necessarily let retailers know right away. So it can happen. But we, if you do indeed find something that goes against what we stand for, and if that item is on our boot list, we will not only give that product the boot, hence the name the boot list, but we will give you a $50 Earth Fair gift card. And that just shows our commitment and our dedication to clean, healthy, all natural and organic eating. And that goes for our wellness department as well. You know, a lot of the times we forget that our skin is the largest organ on us, right? What we put on our skin, it's going to get through into our system as well. So not only do we have very high quality standards for things that we ingest, but our wellness and our beauty care products. And You know, all of our products in our wellness department is 100% animal cruelty free. So if you're looking for certain certifications such as PETA or Leaping Bunny, you will absolutely find those in our department. And when it comes to selecting items for our store, first and foremost, we have to make sure that it meets our quality standards and none of your ingredients are going to be on that boot list. And we do have that, as you mentioned before, on our website at earthfair.com. It's hundreds of items. It tells you not only what it is, but we explain the why. Why is it bad for you? What is it most commonly found in? So it's a great educational piece that I encourage others to go on and take a look at. But we have to make sure you're not on the boot list. Once you get past that vetting process, we actually meet with the vendors one-on-one. We learn about a little bit of their history and their journey and why they want to sell the product. I think that's something that makes Earth Fair very unique. We take the time to get to know the vendor and the brand. It's not just putting something on the shelf. We're developing that relationship. So we try the product and we let our team members try the products to make sure that you know, it's up to standards there in that sense. And then we bring them in and we, you know, this industry of natural foods is constantly evolving, right? So we meet up to 2 times per year to make sure that our boot list is the most up to date. Our boot list was formed by medical professionals, health and wellness experts. So we're constantly adding to it and adjusting as the landscape, you know, changes here in the industry.
I love that. Yeah. And I feel like it's very aspirational for other retailers because, I mean, it does sound like a lot of labor and time, but I feel like that's why people come to stores like Earth Fair or independent natural food stores. Like they know that work is being put in, not just throwing things on the shelf.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's very high quality. It's the highest quality that you can get across all departments, but it's also about compelling value, right? You know, there's often a misconception you can't afford to eat healthy because organic is more expensive. Yes, on some things you will pay a little bit more because it goes through a certain certification process, but we offer so many great deals, like our daily deals. For example, every Monday you can get an American Humane certified whole roasted chicken. Like we're talking 5 to 7 pounds for $6.99. I mean, where else are you going to find that kind of deal? $4.99, 100% grass-fed, grass-finished ground beef on Tuesdays, $3.99 chicken breast. So we offer compelling value that matches that high quality product. And that's what makes us unique as well.
Yeah. Wow. Impressive. Great. And I also would love to hear, you know, you have your great product standard, but you also do place an emphasis on, you know, honoring your local roots and sourcing products from local makers and growers. So could you just share a little bit about how you have built and maintained those local vendor relationships, especially because you are in, you know, 13 different communities? What does that process kind of look like?
Local is so important to Earth Fair. It's really the heart and soul, the heartbeat of the store. We have helped so many local, smaller family producing farms and businesses, you know, come up and now they're in larger stores. But we actually go to these farms and we sit down, we talk with Farmer Joe that's going to be providing, you know, the tomatoes for next week. We learn about their background, their history. Again, it's about developing those relationships and getting to know these vendors on a first name basis. We have an entire section on our website called Local Roots. So we actually break up our local products by state so you can learn a little bit more about them, see some photos of maybe their facilities or farms or family members or their employees. So we share that information with our customers. And I think that's what makes the Earth Fair community tick, if you will. You know, it's about those relationships. And local has always been important to Earth Fair. So that will always be a huge part of who we are and what we believe in.
Yeah, it's the transparency and the consistency.
Yeah, we'll often see the farmers, you know, like unloading product off the back of their truck into the store. And just to see that happening in today's world, just it's amazing. And it's great that we're a small enough company, but a large enough company to get folks going and to bring the freshest product available literally right off the back of, you know, a farmer's truck.
Yeah, for sure. And yet not always easy, you know, it's to order everything from one place, but that is really what, you know, sets your store apart.
It does. It does. And we have local vendor profiles, too. So when you're in the store, we want to bring that experience to life. So there's QR codes that you can scan for more information. But again, we show photos of these farms, whether it's a flower farm or, you know, a mushroom farm. We want to make that connection.
Yeah, for sure. Great. And yeah, something else I think really stands out about Earth Fair is, you know, you're a large system of stores. I mean, 13, that's a big system of stores. But yet when you go into Earth Fair, it still kind of has that small independent store feel. So I'm just curious to know how you kind of maintain that small store mindset and that personal touch while managing, you know, this larger system of stores.
You know, I have to give all the credit to our team members at each and every one of our stores. They really make our customers feel like they're a part of that Earth Fair community. It's all about the education and the training that our team members go through. And, you know, Earth Fair is very grassroots and guerrilla marketing. We use those old school, I want to say old school tactics, but, you know, going out to farmers markets and speaking with people about Earth Fair. Hey, we have this product available in the store as well. So, you know, if you can't always make it here on Saturday, you can come on into Earth Fair and get the product here. So we are out in the community and we're constantly just teaching folks on how they can lead a healthy lifestyle. That's our mission. We help people live healthy lives. So the team members, it's all because of them. They create that environment, that atmosphere, and, you know, we create long-lasting relationships with our customers. You know, for example, Sherry Lynn, she's one of our cashiers here in Asheville, North Carolina. Every single customer knows her. She started back in 1975 when we first opened Earth Fair, when it was called Dinner for the Earth. So she has been with us for 50 years now. So that just goes to show what Earth Fair can do for a community and how it brings people together.
Yeah. Well, and is that kind of, I would also be curious to know your approach with dealing with corporate competition, you know, it's Trader Joe's, some of these bigger box stores, because I'm sure you deal with that in a lot of the communities where your stores are at. So what is kind of that thing that sets you apart, or what do you use as the tactic to pull customers into your doors?
Right. In this day and age, the landscape has changed so dramatically from even 10 years ago with what people know, the knowledge that they have. Our shoppers are much more knowledgeable on organic. So we have to take it a little further, right? So now that organic is pretty much an everyday household, you know, way of eating, if you will, let's teach about biodynamics and let's talk about, you know, the layers that you can go with health food. But I think the education is what sets us apart, and just keeping it real and keeping it simple, right? We have an ours versus theirs campaign that's going on right now, where we have graphics on social media and in our email newsletters, and we're teaching folks, here's our product right next to their product. You know, for example, potassium nitrate, it is a preservative to preserve meats like salamis and lunch meats, things of that nature. But it's also found in fireworks. It's also found in rocket fuel. It is also found in cigarettes. It's part of the process in making glass. So why on earth would you want to have an ingredient or a salami or a sandwich that's filled with potassium nitrate when you can come to a place like Earth Fair where there's no gaslighting? We're honest, we're transparent, and we'll give you food that is actually real food and nothing else. So that is how we differentiate, and that is our goal and our mission, keeping it simple, keeping it real, and just helping you lead a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, yeah, consumers, I feel like they don't always realize, you know, the things that you're doing, the product standards and the education and, you know, just the intention, period, is not the norm for a lot of these bigger corporate chains. I think people just kind of assume that there's good intentions behind all these things, but that's not always the case. So I feel like the way you present what Earth Fair does and the way you, you know, scream about your product standards and your values, it does make a big difference.
Yeah, it's almost like an automatic, oh, I you know, they're doing right. You know, I don't know if you recently heard about the radioactive shrimp in some major retailers across the nation from Indonesia. So we did an ours versus theirs on that. It's just crazy how scary food and ingredients can be sometimes. You know, I'll give you another example, sodium tripolyphosphate, also known as STPP. It's used on seafood and shrimp and scallops. It gives it that snap, that texture. But STPP, it's also found in laundry detergents, industrial cleaners. It could pose threats to your cognitive function. There's many different health concerns. You know, it's been linked to kidney disease, and it adds extra water weight. So you're paying for water, essentially, just to preserve and give it that little snap. So at Earth Fair, you'll never find any of that. So we're more and more, we're getting those messages out to our customers in store as well as online. But yeah, it's very interesting when you start learning about what's going into food these days.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm learning so much today already. Thank you for sharing. That's terrifying.
That's great. That's great. I love it.
Okay, great. And so of course, I want to talk about Infra and Earth Fair a little bit and that relationship. So Earth Fair was involved very early on in the natural foods movement and also therefore played a key role in the founding of Infra. So would you mind sharing kind of what motivated Earth Fair to be a part of that early collaboration and how that partnership kind of aligns with Earth Fair's values?
Absolutely. So about 20 years ago, Mike Ciancerullo, he's our president and CEO, still involved with the company and leading the company to this very day. There was a shortage. It's a funny story. There was a shortage of organic valley milk. And again, this was 20 years ago. So keep in mind, organic milk, there's not a whole lot of options at this point in time. And Organic Valley was pretty much the main one. And they kept ordering. It was out of stock. They could just never get it. And it was, you know, obviously hurting sales. We weren't able to provide that to our customers. So he called his buddy over at Jimbo's out in San Diego. And he said, you know, why is this happening? You know, we're out all the time. He said, I am too. But all these big retailers, the big guys, they have it stocked. So they got together with New Frontiers and the New Leaf Community Markets, the four of them. And they said, how can we band together and get more power as a group? Because you know, we're missing out because the big guys are taking, you know, everything that's out there. So that's kind of the concept on how Infra started. And Mike Ciancerullo, he really brought that conventional thinking and natural foods thinking, and he gave it that operational boost that it needed. That's what Mike Ciancerullo brought to the table with Infra. So the operational component, and now just to look and see how successful Infra is and how many members you have, and it's just amazing, and we're so happy that we could be, you know, a part of that creation and that growth. And here we are 20 years later, still members. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. And I didn't know that Organic Valley milk piece of it. That is.
Yeah. That's how it started. Mike himself.
Wow.
We call him Mike C. Mike C told me the story. And that's kind of where that little thought came from. You know, how do we beat the big guys? How do we help the smaller retailers? And so we have level playing field.
But yeah, such a cool collaborative start. And yeah, I'm sure none of them imagined it would get to the point that it is today. So
it's amazing. And our missions really align so well with each other. You know, everything from just championing that local ownership and that local component, sustainability practices, you know, that community first vision and just valuing working with the community. I mean, Infra and Earth Fair, they really go hand in hand, and it's great that we're a part of that.
Yeah, for sure. And we're so happy to have you be a part of it. It's wonderful. Okay, great. And just to chat about, you know, Earth Fair and some recent history and the changes, that your company has gone through over the years. You know, some of it has included some challenge and resilience. So I would love to know about, you know, what that rebuilding looked like after some big shifts and how, you know, that journey helped redefine Earth Fair's purpose and your place in the natural foods community as well.
Yes. So we have gone through quite the journey. You know, we refer to it as the healthy comeback, if you will. So I started when there were 12 locations and we got up to 55 locations. We grew very fast. At one point, we were growing at about a 20% clip. We were taking on the Florida market, which was quite the feat there. So we took on our Florida market, we opened up all of these locations, and then I think we were opening a little too fast at one point, and it caught up with the investment company, if you will. So we filed for bankruptcy, and we actually, the team learned about the bankruptcy the same time that it hit the media. So it really came out of nowhere. It was devastating. You're talking about thousands and thousands of jobs, and just it's working for a company for so long. We have a lot of longevity here with our home office. It feels like home. It feels like family, right? So when you get news like that, you're just taken aback. And our customers felt the same way. They said, Earth Fair can't go under. We need to bring it back. So that was in February of 2020, right before COVID hit. A month later, Dennis Hulsing, he is the reason we are back, along with Mike Ciancerullo and some others. But Dennis was a loyal shopper of Earth Fair here in Asheville, North Carolina, where we're based out of. And he heard from so many folks, you have to bring it back. You have to bring it back. And he said, you know what? I'm going to bring it back. And at first, it was just going to be one location and then a couple locations. And then we just kept building. So we went bankrupt with our previous ownership in February of 2020. Dennis Hulsing brought us back to life 1 month later. And by June of 2020, we opened up our Asheville location and we kept going and going and going. So our customers, they spoke up and we listened. And thank goodness, because we help so many people. Not only are we an all-natural and organic grocery store, but you have to look at it as we're the health destination. If someone's going through chemotherapy and they have to be on a certain diet, they can't go anywhere else but Earth Fair. You know, it's, you know, certain diets require no artificial colors or flavors or preservatives because it can kind of agitate ADD and ADHD in younger children with certain health concerns that are going on. So we're a health destination. You have to eat to live, right? So we help so many people, and those regulars are now coming back into the stores, and it just brings a smile to all of our faces that Dennis and Mike and those individuals made it happen for us. It's a very unique situation. I don't think I have heard of this situation before in the retail industry like this.
Yeah, no, for sure unique. And I mean, talk about resilience. I can't believe that was only 5 years ago. And now you're back 13 locations. Like, it is so impressive.
And you have to keep in mind that, you know, we were in the middle of COVID at this point in time. So when we were reopening all of these locations, we couldn't necessarily do the whole marketing package and bring those large groups in. We couldn't sample. We couldn't demo. We almost had to open quietly to keep the crowds down, but, you know, to keep operations, you know, flowing well. So now we're at a point in time where we're able to give these stores marketing love and we're able to get our word out there. Because at first, folks didn't realize we had reopened because we came back so quickly. So that's a whole nother component of it. And we're just so proud of our team. It's a small but mighty team. And also our team members, we have to give our success to them as well.
Yeah. Well, and I also love how, you know, candid you are in talking about it. And I feel like it totally aligns with, you know, the whole keeping it real of Earth Fair. Because, yeah, it's like, it's your story. It's what happened. And you pushed through it. And I feel like we could all do with some more transparency in any industry. So yeah,
I really appreciate
that. And we're so glad you're back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's all about being authentic, right? It's like you said, it's who we are and what we stand for.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, as you enter into this, you know, new chapter where you're still, you know, growing and rebuilding, I would love to know, what are some of your goals for the future? And how do you see Earth Fair, you know, continuing to evolve in the natural food space?
Sure. Well, obviously, we do want to expand our footprint with brick and mortar and getting into more markets. So expansion and growing is part of the future plans here. And as I mentioned before, just that educational component, continuing to push education in a very simple way where anybody could understand. Because we're not talking in medical language. We don't want to use these big words. We want to get the point across, the most important information to our customers and our team members in a very simple way. And again, just keep it real. You know, there's crazy stuff going into our foods, or in my personal opinion, Earth Fare is one of the most dedicated retailers to clean food. We don't gaslight. We don't hide things. In fact, we'll give you a gift card, as I mentioned before, if you find anything, and that goes for anyone, a team member, a family member, you know, a customer. We're constantly on the lookout, and that just shows our commitment and dedication to that lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like especially now in this current time, there's so many new brands. Natural foods have become in, you know, many ways more conventional. So many brands have infiltrated the space, which is great. But then, yeah, I feel certain ingredients and things have gotten overlooked because people are just excited. So having your store be watching out for, you know, your back for you is, I think, so critical, because it is like, it's a lot to go into the store and look at every ingredient list and, you know, look up words you can't pronounce. It's a lot. So having, you know, a middleman there, I think is so key, especially today.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'm proud to say several brands have actually reformulated their product just to be in Earth Fare. So if you see a conventional version of a product, you might see it somewhere at another retailer. But if you see that product at Earth Fare, it's specifically created for our company and to be in our locations. And that speaks volumes. That shows that vendors, you know, value Earth Fare and want to be on our shelves. And that's happened so many times just over the years, and I've seen it. And it's just great that vendors are willing to do that because they believe in your mission as well. And, you know, what one thing about Earth Fare, we always want new, emerging, innovative brands. So we're constantly on the lookout for, you know, whether it's a local brand, a small family producing brand, or something that's coming, you know, to the industry. We always want to be ahead of the game and be on point with trends. And I think that's one of our goals moving forward, is just to continue that momentum with being the first to have the best.
For sure. Well, we can't wait to see where you go and what the future holds for Earth Fare.
Yes, we are so excited, and we can't wait to come to more communities.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I have a fun question for you. I would love to know, what is something that you love or that excites you about the natural foods industry today?
I think going back to the educational component, and I know this is audio, but earlier when we were talking about the shrimp and the ours versus theirs, I saw your face when you realized, oh, it's in cigarettes and rocket fuel. And just I love opening up that way of thinking, if that makes sense, because it's not top of mind. You know, a lot of the times we see food on our plate and we eat it, we, you know, assume that it's handled in the correct way. But oftentimes we don't think about the journey that food goes through. And that's what I love about my position, and what I enjoy the most is explaining that journey and letting folks know that there are healthier, more sustainable options that are affordable, and bringing that realization to life.
For sure. Amazing. Okay, great. And I would also love to know, what is one of the most valuable lessons that you have learned in your time at Earth Fair?
I think one of the most valuable lessons that the industry is constantly changing. And again, it's important to get the right message out because we have, you know, compared to 10 years ago, compared to 20 years ago, our customer base is so knowledgeable on all natural and organic. And I think just making sure that the correct information gets out so people can learn and it has value for them, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and I feel also that now more than ever, we've also learned like knowledge is power. And you also, you know, there is like a responsibility, especially when it comes to food, because it's like an intimate thing. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's like, you know, this is what we're putting in our bodies. Like it is personal and people have health issues, dietary restrictions, all those things. So,
right. And that's going back to that eat to live mentality, right? Everybody has to eat. We all have to go to the grocery store, but at least go to a grocery store where you could feel safe and comfortable, where you're not getting those added chemicals that can cause, you know, rashes and eye irritation and you know, kidney disease and you know, cognitive issues, because it's happening right now. And we have to pay attention to that. And, you know, it goes back to the old saying, right? Your body is a temple. We have to treat it right. And that's what Earth Fair is here to do, to help guide you in the right direction. And you know, not everything is healthy, right? Inside of grocery stores. If you're going to have a pizza, at least have a pizza that's made with organic flour, the tomato sauce with no high fructose corn syrup, toppings that are, you know, free of that potassium nitrate, those preservatives that are found in the making of glass and cigarettes. At least have a healthier version of it. And that's what Earth Fair offers. So we still have the treats. They're still good. So, you know, a lot of the times they're better than the conventional version. But we do it the right way.
For sure. Yeah. And I think Earth Fair does such a good job of, yeah, balancing that lot. Okay, great. Well, that is all the questions that I had for you. Was there anything else that you would like to shout out, that you would like to share, that I did not get a chance to ask you about?
Earth Fair has a phenomenal email newsletter, and we send out emails every day. And it's not just about sales and coupons going out, but we offer health tips, we offer recipes, we offer different resources to help you lead a healthy lifestyle. So if you're interested in finding out more about what we communicate and what we like to talk about, you can go to earthfair.com and sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send you a little gift when you do that as well.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roads. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.